So in the news a few minutes ago, we had this story about trouble at one of the motels on Samish Way in Bellingham. Now, we've had a lineup of motels there that have had some incidents over the past few years, and some of them are meeting the wrecking ball, like the Aloha. That's no longer, they just said, we've had enough of that place.
Some of them fell out a complete police blotter on their own.
Well, they had to, it's the authorities coming in hazmat suits in some of these places and going room by room and clearing people out. So that's what happened to the Aloha. They're done. I'm not sure what's going on at Max Motel.
I
don't know what the state of Max right now. But now there's this other one, the Bellingham Lodge. The Bellingham Lodge, a story from the Bellingham Lodge featured in the news about a woman who was in there at 2 o'clock Sunday morning in there selling the meth. And, you know, I've driven past the Bellingham Lodge. I haven't paid it much notice because when you're looking at those motels, you think of Max and you think of the Aloha, but now that those are seemingly gone, at least the Aloha is, where are you going to go?
I guess you got to go to the
Bellingham Lodge.
Now, and we mentioned some of the things,
trouble,
like these hotels and stuff. They are being replaced by nicer, newer things.
They're trying
to clean that area up. So, yeah, okay. But, it's not all bad over there.
But trouble's still going to find a place to, still going to find a motel. I was going to say a place to sleep, a place to cook. And that's the situation with the Bellingham Lodge. So let's learn a little bit more about the Bellingham Lodge with some Yelp reviews.
Yelp, I'm telling everybody, Yelp, the service was shoddy. Yelp, it's Brad and John reading Yelp.
You know, from the outside, it looks okay. It's kind of a nice sign there with a little bit of a marquee. Behind the bushes. There appears to be a kidney-shaped outdoor pool.
Is that a closed-circuit camera or is that a police camera?
Oh, yeah. So let's read some Yelp reviews here from folks who have stayed at the Bellingham Lodge and see what we can learn about the Yelp.
I think drones are not used for proper. They're used for, like, safety reasons.
All right, Carrie from Bellingham has stayed there. She says in her one-star review, the floors were very dirty, and walking on the carpet made my socks black in 5 minutes. The fridge didn't work properly and smelled after a while. The maids were giving me towels that still looked dirty and that had been dropped on the ground. All right, well, that's not good. Let's see if we can find a better one. This is from MP in Santee, California, who had the pleasure of staying at the Bellingham Lodge. In his one-star reviews, he says, I don't have much nice to say, except stay away from the hot tub. A gross, scummy ring encircled it. Okay. Stacy in Brentwood, California, in her one-star review says, it is filthy and smells of urine and cigarettes. We were fortunate enough to get a non-smoking room, but apparently smoking is permitted in the hallways because the minute we opened our door, I flashed back to a casino in Las Vegas.
And there's probably a gap underneath the door that, you could put a Hot Wheel under.
There's another review here of the Bellingham Lodge from Lauren in Lafayette, California. She says, this was the most filthy, smelling, disgusting place I have ever walked into. There was dog poop in the hallway! !!
Excrement.
And finally, Aura from Tucson, Arizona, in her one-star review says, brown windows you can't see through. Barf puddles on the carpet with chunks. Housekeeping just walked down the hall spraying Febreze on the barf without cleaning it. The carpet felt sweaty. While we were there for less than 2 minutes, she adds in parentheses, I told the kids not to touch anything and not to take their shoes off. I was really worried for our health. And this is coming from a person that stayed in $5 hotel rooms throughout Central America.
Yelp, I'm telling everybody, Yelp, the service was shoddy. Yelp, it's Brad and John reading Yelp.
You know, and you wonder, like, you know, if somebody's, you know, their kid's going to Western or something, they just need something in the shadow of the college, you know, and they don't know. They just, they come out, they walk in. No.
If you're looking for a taste of Central America lodging, apparently the Bellingham Lodge is where you want to be.